Chapter 19, Women's Basketball. Women's basketball has been played for almost as long as men's basketball. In 1891, Canadian-born Dr. James Naismith organized the first basketball game at the International YMCA College at Springfield, Massachusetts. As the story goes, Dr. Naismith's superiors at the college asked him to come up with an indoor game for the young men to play during the winter months when it was too cold to go outside. It was hoped that organizing such a game would give the youths a chance to let off steam in positive ways rather than causing trouble at the school during the long months of winter. The next year, after reading an article describing Naismith's game, Senda Berenson, a physical education instructor at Smith College, decided to adopt the game for her female students. Berenson's adaptation divided the court into three playing areas. The girls were required to stay within their assigned areas. This was done to make the game less physically demanding and more suitable for women. As other colleges began to create their own women's basketball teams, rules were constantly being revised and rewritten. But even while coaches and officials continued to play around with the rules, the popularity of the sport spread. Basketball's popularity not only spread across North America, but also around the world. By the 1950s, both men's and women's basketball national championships were being played in countries across Europe, Asia, and South America. The Federación Internacional de Basketball Amateur, FIBA, held its first Women's Basketball World Championship in Chile in 1953, 3 years after the first men's World Championship was held. Since then, FIBA has held this championship tournament between the best women's basketball teams around the world once every 4 years. The FIBA matches occur in even-numbered years between the years when the Olympic Games occur. And in 1989, FIBA did away with the distinction between amateur and professional athletes. This decision allowed professional female basketball players to join national teams for the FIBA championships. Just as soccer teams must qualify for the World Cup, women's basketball teams compete with other international teams to qualify for the FIBA championship. Only 16 teams get the chance to play in the competition. FIBA organizes qualifying matches within 5 zones worldwide: Africa, Asia, Europe, the Americas, and Oceania. At least one team from each zone qualifies to represent the zone for the championship competition. Over the years, the teams from two countries have dominated the FIBA Women's Championships. Of the 14 championships between 1953 and 2002, the team from the United States won 7 times, and the team from the Soviet Union won 6 times. Only in 1994 did the championship title go to a team from a country other than the United States or the Soviet Union. That year, Brazil defeated the People's Republic of China in the final match, 96-84. In 2003, FIBA began a new women's basketball competition in addition to its regular championship for women. The competition held in 2003 was the World Championship for Young Women, in which no athletes over the age of 21 competed on any of the national teams. This competition, also called the Women's Basketball World Cup, is held every year rather than once every 4 years. The team from Samara, Russia, where the tournament was held, won the first World Cup competition by defeating a team from the United States by 72-68.